Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will sit down with Humboldt Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn to discuss the 2024-2025 athletic season for the Humboldt Wildcats. I sat down with O'Hearn to discuss the last athletic year for Humboldt.
Well, I think there's just such a great sense of pride in the community from our student athletes and, you know, community members who want to see Humboldt be successful. And, you know, you'd be hard pressed to find a more supportive community for our athletics and fine arts programs. And obviously, with how good of a fall we had in volleyball, cross country, and football, that really just jumpstarts the school year and gets everybody involved and kind of sets the tone for the year, which I think it really did with how well those fall sports started.
Getting to a state championship for the first time since 2006 in football for the program, volleyball making it deep into the postseason against a good Western Christian program. Could you kind of sense from the get-go that this year was going to be a pretty strong year athletically for Humboldt?
I think everybody would be in consensus as far as our coaching staff that we had a chance to be really competitive and, you know, maybe overachieved in a few of our sports. And I think that's definitely what we did in football. I think if anybody told you we were going to be in the state championship game before the season, you know, you'd be questioning that a little bit. But with how good our coaching staff is and the players we had returning, really just more of a reload each year and not a rebuild. And that's kind of what they showed. And then I think everybody knew volleyball had a great chance, just got a tough draw having to go up to Western Christian. But with everybody they return, I think they're confident in the season ahead for 2025 in volleyball.
Winter sports, we saw wrestling get back down to the well. The girls wrestling program actually produced a state champion in Brooklyn Robinson, and then the basketball teams with a couple of solid seasons. Winter sports seem to be pretty strong for this Wildcat group in the 24-25 athletic year.
Brooklyn Robinson winning the state championship for Coach Newell was tremendous, something she's been working for a long time, and she gives back her time with working with our youth girls wrestling club. And anytime you have a chance to make a state duel, had a chance, you know, that's all you ask for, is give yourself a chance in a regional that we hosted with Clarion, and a few matches didn't go our way, but nothing to be ashamed of there. Always going to be a contender for state duels, I think, with Coach Beeman and his staff and how they practice and train. And then for those four state qualifiers to go down and do a nice job, and just a lot of tradition behind Humboldt wrestling for boys and girls. And the basketball teams had some big wins over good teams in our league and played a really tough non-conference schedule. And I think both those teams and programs will continue to get better heading into 25-26.
Spring sports seasons, state track and field represented on both the boys and the girls side for Humboldt. And then soccer teams both making it into the semifinal round. The girls able to make it to a regional final, a step away from the state tournament. Humboldt boys golf team having that lone golfer, Kate Birdsill, getting to golf in the state tournament. How strong of a spring sports season was this for the Wildcats?
Strong one, and people don't realize how long these spring seasons really are. I mean, we host two indoor track meets for girls and boys in the middle of March, and their season goes into the middle of May. And then the soccer season is 8 to 10 weeks of two matches a week, and then all of the golf meets we have. So the track state qualifiers was great for Coach Wickett and Coach Ross, and did a great job. And then the soccer programs with the run they made in the postseason, obviously the boys with the thrilling comeback over Boyden Hole Rock Valley, and then the girls to be able to make it to a regional final out at Bishop Heelan just speaks to the success and tradition of those two programs. And Kate Birdsill making the state golf tournament on the boys' side for second straight year. Looking forward to watching Cade play golf his junior and senior year, and both golf teams return a lot of young underclassmen heading into what will be their 2026 season.
The summer sports season that just wrapped up, great seasons by both teams, Humboldt softball and Humboldt baseball. And for the baseball team, right on the cusp from a state tournament appearance for the first time since 2016, and on the other side for softball, they were a strike away from going to the regional final round. Just thoughts overall from the summer sports season that rounded out this 2024-25 athletic season for Humboldt.
Yeah, just a really exciting summer sports season. And if people don't know, we do host middle school baseball, middle school softball And then freshman baseball, freshman softball, those games are played at 10 a.m. during the week, and was able to watch those teams play throughout the summer and help umpire a little bit with the lower levels struggling with umpires. So really enjoyed watching those younger kids play during the day and the summer. And then, you know, with the varsity doubleheaders and the NCC for baseball, a little bit of a change, but I think our players handled it well and coaching staff handled it. Always going to have a deep pitching staff with the way Coach Thurm offseason trains in February and March. So you'll continue to see that Monday doubleheaders moving forward in the NCC on the baseball side. Softball will continue to stay JV varsity, but baseball with, you know, their most wins and since Coach Thurm has been here and one out away down there at Boone. And that's just the tough part about baseball sometimes. And, but just a great run for those guys. And I think nobody gave him a shot up against Algona, and what a tremendous that game that was, where, you know, you had a chance to 10 run them and then you went, gave Boone all they could handle, and Boone went to the state tournament and lost to a very respectable and tradition rich Boone team. And then softball had good wins throughout the year, just lost a tough one to Eagle Grove, and Eagle Grove's got a really good pitcher and returned a lot from a regional final team the two summers ago. But I think all in all, everybody's proud of the baseball and softball seasons. Kids work really hard, and you know, and the dedication that they show, because it turns into to a long summer, and you got weights in the morning and then practice during the day and games at night. And with some of the non-conference games we had, you're getting home at 11:30, 12 at night, and then turning around and being in the weight room the next morning. So just a lot of dedication that we appreciate from you know, our baseball and softball players and the coaching staff. Just long days taking care of the field and getting the field ready. And it's a little bit of a grind there in the summer, especially when you're just getting out of school and maybe looking ahead to some vacation and fall sports workouts and seasons. But really proud of our summer sports program, 7 through 12.
Community support seemed to be pretty big for the programs throughout the athletic year. When you go back to state title game last year for football, throughout all of these sports seasons into the summer, here with baseball and softball, how big it was to see the community support here for the Wildcats this past athletic year?
Well, we get such a great following, whether it's at home or on the road, and especially on the road and postseason, just an amazing crowd up at Algona. Obviously our rivalry game with Algona, but you know, we may have had just as many fans as Algona did at that regional semifinal game. And then down at Boone, another tremendous crowd and showing and support, and I know our kids really appreciate everything the community does from us, whether it's donating to the athletic boosters and music boosters to help our program stay strong, and then just the community support of attending the games and all of our youth, boys and girls who come out and look up to our varsity kids and watch them and cheer them on. And it's a really special place to be and special place to play and coach, I think, too, here at Humboldt.
Well, Ryan, appreciate you taking some time here to talk about the past athletic season and wish the programs much success coming forward in 2025 to 26.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for everything you do. You know, tremendous support home and away, and always enjoy listening to you on the radio if I'm not at the game that night, or listen to the daily sports brief. So it really keeps the community updated and involved, and that really contributes to our success as well. So we appreciate everything KHBT does for the Humboldt schools and athletic and fine arts programs.
Appreciate it, Ryan. And again, best of luck upcoming year.
All right. Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.